I think if that's not enough encouragement to us, then what are we sort of doing here in many ways? But with what Arthur has shared with us in mind, and with what we've just heard from Claire from Romans, I'd like us to stand, and I'd like us to lift up some intercessions. And in fact, as I was looking through what we should intercede for today, it was actually the body. It was us. It was people amongst us, and particularly people that aren't here as well. So let's start by praying for brothers and sisters that aren't here today. There's a lot of coughs and colds and general feeling of malaise at the moment. Let's lift all those brothers and sisters up that aren't here for that reason. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, dear Lord. Blessed are you, mighty King. We pray for your healing upon their bodies, dear Lord. Pray for bring and restore them, dear Lord. Give them full health. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, dear Lord. Thank you, dear Jesus. If somebody wants to pray out from where you are, please do. Amen. We also pray for those that have expressly asked us to pray for them because they are unwell or they're in particular need at the moment. So we pray for John Everington, Abet Andres, Trevor and Linda, Mary Dorothy, my sister, and for Katrina Pender as well. Let's lift all them up in prayer. Come, Holy Spirit. Blessed are you, Almighty King. Come, dear Lord. Amen. Amen. Let's pray for all those that need work or are facing challenges in their jobs. And let's also pray for all our young people who are at university at the moment. Come, dear Lord, blessed are you. Pray for all those seeking work, dear Lord. Pray for all those that are finding difficult situations in work. Just give them a sense of your will in their life, dear Lord. And we pray for all the young people going to university. Give them courage and strength and faith to remain true to your word, dear Lord, and to follow you. And finally, let's pray for our life. Let's pray for the life that the Lord has called us to. That he can strengthen us, he can embolden us, he can give us the zeal and the desire that we had, some of us, all those years ago, and that it's returning. As he's uncovering that statue of the beautiful creation that he created, and it's being uncovered, the sculptor is revealing it again. Let's pray that it continues to be revealed in the life that we have together. Blessed are you, Almighty King. Oh, dear Lord, we're not here by accident. We're here because you've called us here and you've placed us here at this time. We pray that you continue to bless us, continue to walk amongst us, continue to encourage and embolden us in the desire that you have for our lives, and particularly in the call that you've placed on our life here. And we offer all these prayers up through Christ our Lord. Amen. Please take a seat briefly, if that's all right. I have a couple of announcements. I think I can zoom in on this. I don't have my glasses. I'd like to welcome some people today, actually. First of all, that we didn't welcome at the beginning. Mr. and Mrs. Mascarenhas are here. We'd like to welcome them. Otherwise known as Ralph and Mary. It's great to see you. And I'd also like to welcome Sarah, Mario Alasma's sister, who's joined us here in London. If you'd like to stand, we don't know you. So can you just show us who you are? Yeah, welcome to London. I don't think I've missed anybody who was here who I don't know. You're all very welcome anyway. Any other announcements? Hugh has one.
Just want to remind everybody on the 9th of October, I can't remember which day of the week it is, Saturday, there is a fundraising event here for The Living Room, which is a youth outreach project which Antioch has been a partner of or involved with in the establishment of it and at various points. It's a fundraiser, so please come ready to part with some funds, because that's the idea of a fundraiser. Funds go from us to them. £15 for a ticket. It will be a great evening. Please see me if you're interested. Thanks.
Excellent. Thank you, Hugh. Thank you, everybody. I think the band is going to wander its way up. It's great to be back together again, and it's great to be here as well. Please stand, and we'll finish with this now.
I just thought we should sing this one, and that those of you who have done children's work with me will know the actions. Marching, the light of God, God three in one. Marching in the light of God, living in the love of God, God, and moving. And when you move, you can move any kind of cool way you like in the power of God, okay? We'll do that. Can you calypso it?
We are marching in the light of God. We are marching in the light of God. We are marching in the light of God. We are marching in the light of God.